WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. Today, we're diving into something that's probably plagued you at some point, fear. Yeah, I'm talking about that little voice in your head whispering doubt, making your palms sweat, or even turning a simple task into Mount Everest. Ever felt like you were on the edge of a cliff, staring down at the ground and wondering how to get back up? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your mind goes blank, and suddenly taking that big leap feels impossible? Well, guess what? We're going to ditch those feelings and build some unshakable confidence. Because let's be real, fear is a sneaky little gremlin, but with the right tools, and a good dose of stoic wisdom, we can kick it to the curb and finally conquer our anxieties. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling like a fearless boss in no time. First up, remember this. Fear is a natural human emotion. We're wired for survival, so feeling scared in the face of danger is totally legit. But the problem arises when fear starts controlling us, dictating our actions and holding us back from living our best lives. So, instead of fighting it head-on, let's try to understand it. What triggers your fear? Is it a specific situation, a thought pattern, or something else entirely? Once you pinpoint the source, you can start tackling it strategically. Next up, practice what I call controlled exposure. Imagine facing your fears like leveling up in a video game. You wouldn't jump straight into the final boss without practicing on smaller enemies first, right? Same goes for overcoming anxiety. Start small. Maybe it's giving a short presentation at work, saying hello to someone new, or tackling that task you've been avoiding. Each successful step builds your confidence and helps you realize that fear isn't as powerful as you thought. Now, let's talk about reframing your thoughts. Negative self-talk can be a real buzzkill, amplifying fear and doubt. So, consciously replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of thinking, "I'm going to fail," try, "I'm going to give it my best shot." It sounds simple, but that little shift in mindset can make a world of difference. Another powerful tool? Visualization. Before tackling a challenging situation, close your eyes and imagine yourself succeeding. Visualize yourself calm, collected, and confident. Feel the sense of accomplishment as you overcome the fear. This mental rehearsal primes your mind for success and reduces anxiety in the real world. And finally, remember that courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. You don't have to be fearless to be brave. The Stoics taught us to face our fears head-on with a clear mind and a determined spirit. So, step outside your comfort zone, embrace the challenge, and watch yourself grow. Let me tell you about a time when fear tried to hijack my plans. I had this awesome opportunity to speak at a big conference, but the thought of standing in front of all those people terrified me. My mind raced with what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. But then, I remembered these Stoic principles. I visualized myself confidently delivering the speech, engaging the audience, and making a real impact. I practiced my delivery until I felt comfortable and confident. And guess what? When the day came, I nailed it. I was buzzing with energy, and even though there were still butterflies in my stomach, I knew those were just reminders of how far I'd come. That experience taught me that fear can be a powerful motivator, but it doesn't have to control us. We can choose to face our fears, grow from them, and ultimately emerge stronger and more confident than ever before. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Take those first steps, one small victory at a time, and watch your confidence soar. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little encouragement. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and help each other conquer our fears together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.